Good morning. When I heard the theme of February was health and safety, and in particular, or the theme for day four of February, and in particular that the words used to introduce the theme were something like, has health and safety gone too far, and what used our kids be able to do what were you able to do as a kid when you were young that you can't do today, or something like that. I turned in my grave. I really did. I thought to myself, oh my God, again. This is a wonderful example of somebody setting a theme, inviting people to comment, and basically giving them a damn good steer on the kind of thing that would be acceptable. Basically, we're all agreed, aren't we, that the bloody health and safety people have gone too far. They bloody well rule the world. They're not only dreadfully boring people, right, but their topic is bloody boring, and all it is to do is kind of constraining us from having fun, from having a sense of adventure. Look at all these kids today. Not a single one of them even goes up a bloody chimney to get rid of soot anymore. Not a single one of them, goes, swimming in the sea without a bloody adult watching them. Not a single one of them, goes cycling down the bloody hill without brakes on their bike. I mean, it's just absolutely disgusting the way the whole world is taken over by these people with little clipboards, bits of papers, doing their so-called health and safety work. I mean, who was it said? What King of England said, who will protect me from this accursed priest? And then somebody going off and shot and killed or murdered or hung, drawn and quartered Thomas a Becket. Actually, I think they stuck a knife in his back, didn't they, while he was kneeling in front of an altar. But basically, obvious message in this February, in our quiet, little, gentle, community, fun-making people, is definitely like, let's assassinate the health and safety guys, right? They're ruining our world, right? And of course, God, do I remember it used to be such fun. I can remember driving down the main street in Limerick, pissed as our souls, 4 o'clock in the morning, absolutely unable to tell the difference from the right-hand side of the road to the left-hand side of the road. And then, spoiling the bloody fun. You can't do that anymore, They brought in blooming laws that say you can only drink a certain amount, almost nothing, although you can still drink something, by the way, guys, in Limerick, while you're driving a car, I mean, they tie you into a blooming car, send you down the road, so that you feel kind of like your chest is hemmed in, your whole express yourself side is hampered. I mean, what have we become other than bloody machines? Now, look, who would... Okay, I better declare an interest. Sorry. I've really gone in for this. I'm with gusto. I've got a couple of things to put to this. One is, for my sins a long time ago, I was trained on how to do survey research. I was trained on how to formulate topics and how to ask questions in a way that it wouldn't be obvious to everybody that you were deliberately looking for a particular answer, right? I was trained to do that, and I confess that probably disqualifies me from commenting on the question, right? So that's the first thing. The second thing is I've hired health and safety trainers. I've trained health and safety trainers. I've run health and safety training courses. I've had accidents. I've had near misses. I've even done bloody risk assessments. Honestly, what a bloody way to spend my life. So I'm obviously, I'm not the ideal catchment population for commenting during February on this particular theme. And I can tell you, if you're hiring a health and safety person, to be truthful, I would never, ever, I have to admit, hired a painter or a sculptor to be my health and safety person. I wouldn't. I'm afraid. I'm sorry. I wouldn't. They wouldn't have been boring enough. They'd have been out there looking at the design of the accident space and seeing could we make it more aesthetically pleasing. No, I mean, I was in a job where I was really, really constrained. My job was to get accidents down or prevent them going up and stuff like that, and I got no blooming performance appraisal high rating if any of my staff had a serious accident during the year. And okay, there's another reason I'm disqualified from commenting on this dreadfully boring topic. I really shouldn't be let loose on it. Is that one of my neighbours on this estate, her husband was killed in a at work, killed, you know, explosion, killed him. You know, I mean, that has me biased, I suppose, you know. So, I mean, you know, no biased person should be allowed into an arena where this is only really amusing fun, you know. We shouldn't be worried about this. And bloody well, when it comes to conkers, I can tell you how many times did my knuckles get rapped when I was young, right? I mean, when as soon as I heard, I think it was Sarah first, and then several other people mentioning conkers, I thought, great, great, great. Now let's get some real stuff about conkers going. And then I heard, you know, to my great shock, conkers have been banned, right? Now, the problem with banning conkers is this, that nobody I've met in my normal course of event knows how to do a risk assessment. In fact, most people don't know how to spell risk assessment, and they just probably write down RA, you know, royal and ancient, you know, obviously risk assessment, golf course in Scotland, of course, as McColgan could tell us about, right? They probably, you know, oh God, they're probably in that golf course, the health and safety people probably insisted that bloody bridge in the Royal and Ancient, that it actually is fit for purpose, that it stays up and it won't collapse under the weight of, a golfer and his trolley. Anyway, look, I feel just completely off my trolley in relation to this thing. Back to risk assessments, you know. Who knows how to do a risk assessment? That's a bloody pain in the neck, right? You got loads and loads of people are ever so knowledgeable about health and safety when they haven't a clue about it. It's very easy to be knowledgeable about something you haven't a clue about because none of the information, anything gets in the way, and you can be really creative and you can be interesting and you can be amusing. And I know I'm just awful today. I feel absolutely, utterly pissed because my life has been ruined by health and safety. I mean, first of all, my life has been ruined by health. If only we didn't have health, I wouldn't have had depression, right? I mean, by definition, right? So if I was able to live without health, then ipso facto, you know, primogenito, I'm the eldest in my family, by the way. That's primogenito and all that kind of stuff. But basically, look, the key thing about this is, look, health, you know, who gives a bloody shit about health? We'll all be dead in the long run, right? Why the hell should we have people out there called health inspectors, right? Why should we have people out there trying to make sure that the workplace is a place where you aren't being made sick, that you're not being... I mean, look, if you suck in chemicals while you're at work, well, tough shit, suck it up. You know, it isn't the... You know, it's your own fault for picking that you went to work with that business, you know. If you'd done your research properly, you'd have known it was a bloody chemical plant and you'd have known that there was a risk that there would be chemicals there. And, you know, okay, but if you decide to take the money, you know, take the risk, you know. Enough of this bloody complaints from people. I mean, look what's happening. Bloody well, all we have now is improvements in the number of people who died on the roads, right? Fewer people are dead on the roads now than they were before. Why? Because we have to bloody well keep a whole load of people in a job, pumping out propaganda on the radio, all for the sake of bloody safety. We'd have saved a fortune in money if we had just been happy to let the death rate go up. I mean, there wouldn't have been a problem, would there? I mean, it's just completely... So that's health out of the way. Health out of the way. I mean, the fact that I have... my health is my business, right? It's nobody else's business. I don't want doctors to be trying to save me. I don't want health and safety people to be saying, look, we've got to make the hospital safe, we've got to get rid of the sporidiosis and all that stuff that you get, you know, walk into a hospital, if you don't wash your hands, you die or something like that. What do you call that stuff that they were on about a few years ago? All that stuff about having to keep the hospital safe. All the money poured down the blooming drain. Look, caveat emptor, right? Let people take the chance if they want to. Wouldn't life be so much more exciting if only people actually just lived, you know, and weren't distracted by other people trying to keep them alive longer, other people trying to, you know, prevent them having bloody accidents, accident forms. Is there anything more annoying than having to fill out at work an accident report form, right? And then, oh my God, my heart bleeds for the companies that are really have been hoodwinked into going for safety in a big way. They even record near misses. Imagine filling out a form when feck all has happened, except you've nearly got killed, but you haven't got killed. And you know, you'd have to take up people's time about the fact, look, I was in charge of bus drivers once, right? I had innumerable bus drivers coming into me on safety grounds. It had blooming accidents. And all I could say to them was, quite obviously, that, look, it's very unfortunate the way the world is going. If it was up to me, you know, there would be no accidents. You just drive the bloody bus. If people don't, you know, get in your way, look, let them look out. Anyway, you'd be helping them to be more vigilant, more awake. If you clip the side of their car, or even if you knock them off a bike, basically. You know, they won't get knocked off the bike a second time if they've been knocked off once, right? Health and bloody safety. Look, when I was young, I was able to, you know, cut down pieces of wood, turn them into swords and slash at my friends, you know. Did they go running to their parents and say, you know, Paul was, you know, the knight in shining armour that stabbed me, skewered me, took my head off and all that? No, they didn't. You know, we'd have taken the piss out of them if they had, right? I was able to make bows and arrows and be able to bend a stick down and attach the gus or the string, whatever we could get our hands on, and make an arrow and pull it back. Oh, sorry, and attach to the top of it a Berberis, a good length of Berberis, what do you call those things, pointy things, needles, and fire them into other people's backsides. I mean, that is the great fun we had. We had spears. We were able to throw spears at each other, right? I mean, if the guy had glasses on and he'd smashed his glasses, look, kids are kids. Look, for God's sake, look what used to happen when we were even younger, right? You know, we had a river near us, right? I mean, they bloody well put up signs saying, you know, don't jump in the river. Right? I mean, what a stupid thing. How many people had died jumping in the river, falling in the river, going in after their dog? A handful, you know? A handful, you know? It's not like as if, you know, 10 people died a year even, you know? I think it was 9 people died that year. But I mean, not even 10 people died being into the river. And they just, but they insist we spoil the view of our lovely river by putting up a bloody sign, right? I mean, these health and safety people, you know, they're awful, right? Now, look. Look, there's only one thing I want to do is, look, I've had a rant, right? Now, this could easily be taken out of context, right? I don't want people coming after me, you know, ripping any single thing I said out of context, right? I just want it to be known that I am 100% in favour of health and safety. I've got a strong health and safety policy here in my house. I am in favour of the food not poisoning people, don't get me wrong. We are in favour of safe food, belong to the safe food movement. And health, you know, when people go into the toilets in my house, they are not overcome by fumes, right? I am aware of the dangers of methane gas, right? And we do have methods of doing it. And I have a canary, right? I have a canary. Okay? Thanks very much. Bye.